The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. What's your question?
Well, I don't know how many people find themselves married to somebody for like 30 years. And then they start getting married, you know, in your teens and about halfway into that 15 years. And you're busy and stuff. And one of you decides to start with somebody else, but they don't give up the marriage. And then the other person doesn't really decide to file a divorce. And it keeps on going after 14 years. And now you're 30 years into it. They've been with somebody for half of that time.
Okay. Is this your relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. You've been married then for 30 years, and 15 years into the marriage, one of you had an affair and the other filed for divorce, but you never got divorced?
She was the one with the affair, but I filed a divorce finally 28 years into it, but we never did final it.
Okay, so what are the benefits of staying with your wife?
You know what? I've had a lot of health problems, and I just haven't had a chance really to get around to do much more with my life. But I think a lot of it's got to do with the negative. You know, there's a lot of depression involved.
Okay, so you're depressed. What type? Just give me a snapshot of the type of health problems that you have, not in any detail. But is it heart problems or drinking problems?
I don't know if you're familiar with sleep apnea, but it's taken its toll on me. I've been trying to, and back problems. I had an accident back in 1978, and in the early 90s, I ended up having to be on disability. And as a result, between sleep apnea and not being all that active.
What do you do during your days if you're on disability?
I'm going to school full time.
Oh, what are you studying?
Well, for the third time, it's like I said, if you're familiar with that, I'm taking a statistics. I'm trying to get that so I can finish the psychology degree.
Okay, and what would you like to do with it?
Maybe work with the county, I don't know, probation department, something like that.
With what part in the county?
With maybe the probation or, you know, doing counseling with the public, of course. I mean, there's plenty of need for people with bachelors, with working with the county, with kids and adults.
Okay. When you think of yourself getting off of disability and going back and doing some counseling, how do you feel?
Oh, that's my dream right now. It has been for a long time.
Okay, then you want to ask...
It's a nightmare because I can't, the statistics, with concentration and memory, I don't know, you know how statistics is, you need to, it's like a logic class, it's not a math class.
Okay, it can be taught, know. I learned statistics, I went in with statistics phobia, I told my professor that I did very poorly on my first test, and then I just... became tenacious. I studied and studied and studied. I taped his classes. I went home. I listened to them again. I went over the material. I got an A's in statistics. And not that I loved it, but you can do it if you just put in the effort and get some tutoring or get some of these easy workbooks that I got on the side that are just a few bucks so you can take them out of the library. So let me tell you where I'm going, why I went from your marriage into counseling. And that's that if you don't love yourself, if you don't love your own life, if you're just sitting home with back problems and sleep apnea and you're taking statistics but you don't feel competent in it, then you will feel depressed and you will not feel any energy to leave the marriage or find another partner. And so, number one, you want to make yourself lovable, someone that you enjoy living with. And that's fundamental. So you want to pursue your goals. If statistics is the next step for you, put your heart and mind into it and really study, do well in it. Show yourself, like I did, that you can do it. Even if you get a C or a D in it, it's still, you passed it. You know, and
yeah,
you can shoot.
You just get a C.
Okay.
I got it now.
But you want to work hard on that, because that's going to give you a sense of self-respect and competency, which you desperately need if you've been on disability. I've seen disability ruin more people. I think it's a bad thing, because if you still have the ability to work productively, I think it's much better to get off the disability. And then you want, then you'll have more energy to deal with what do you want to do with the relationship, because right now it sounds like you're desperate. You're dependent on your wife. You don't want to leave. Whereas if you feel more competent, then you can assess the relationship and see if you can re-knit the relationship with her. You could read The Sex-Starved Marriage, which talks about relationships in general, not just the sexual aspect. And that may help, since there was an affair involved, and see if that you can re-knit it. There's a book, and these are on my website, drkenner.com, and there's a book, After the Affair, that you also may want to revisit. And that's also on my website. That's by Dr. Spring. Thank you so much for your call.
And here's a little more from Dr. Kenner.
I know what Bert is going through. It's the loneliest feeling in the world. It's like walking down an empty street listening to your own footsteps. But all you have to do is to knock on any door and say, if you'll let me in, I'll live the way you want me to live, and I'll think the way you want me to think. And all the blinds will go up and all the doors will open and you'll never be lonely ever again.
I love that. That is Spencer Tracy from Inherit the Wind. And if you've not seen that movie and you want an uplifting movie, go see that movie. It is, I mean, not go see it, but rent it. It is fabulous. And the whole idea of owning your own life requires your integrity, your independence, you're coming to independent conclusions.
Please listen. You've got to think for yourself. You're all individuals.
Yes, we're all individuals.
I'm not.
Shh.
You're coming to independent conclusions about what you value in life. It's using your mind well. And the alternative is to ditch your mind and just go by any grab bag of ideas that you've heard over your lifetime from your family, the church, the culture, your school, and you don't really make sense of your world, and you haven't done any independent questioning and thinking on fundamental questions like, is it my life or not? Or am I making myself into... am I feeling resentful and hostile and bitter, and I'm always doing for other people and never for myself? And not that I want to run roughshod over other people, but I want a life. And if you want that life, I highly recommend going to my website and getting the book, The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged. They have the potential to turn your life around. If you want to be happy, if you want to think clearly and really embrace your own life.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner.
Another virtue that makes you lovable is honesty. Honesty is the refusal to fake reality. It is essential in a romantic relationship. Without it, you cannot have trust, which means you cannot rely on the character of your partner. How many times have you heard unhappy partners say, "I can't trust her," or "he broke my trust"? People typically lie for temporary gain, in the hope that by denying reality, they can temporarily recreate it based on their wishes. But it can't be done. And you can't escape knowing that fact, even if you can deceive your partner temporarily. You are making yourself unlovable, and privately, you will not admire yourself.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.